Let us be reminded over and over again, as we have not expected that the pandemic would last this long, and we have to pray this long and even longer, as long as it takes, that prayer is our weapon and is the source of our strength. The Word of God that we are reminded every day that we have to think and meditate upon is something that gives us the peace and the assurance of God's protection. And lastly, of course, the wisdom that comes from God's Word. Many people make decisions every day, and they have to be careful. So we are thankful for the wisdom. So let us be reminded of those three things, as I do almost all the time. To the reflection, to our reading today. I wonder what the world would look like if it were painted with one color. You notice that if you want to repaint or paint your living room, the person who is working hands you what is called a color palette to pick the color of your choice. God made creation to be filled with beauty, hence animating even human creativity from fashion and to other things. However, such beauty and variety are useless for anyone who doesn't have any sight. Today's gospel reading is about Jesus healing a blind man. And what is unique about this reading is that this man was blind from birth. Among the miracles of our Lord, this is the only in which this thing happened. How did our Lord heal the blind man? He spats on the ground, makes clay, and anoints the man's eyes, then says, "Go, wash in the pool of Siloam." Now his disciples asked Jesus a very interesting question that gets even our attention today. They said, "Why was he born blind? Was it because the man was a sinner? Or was it because his parents did sin or sinners?" The disciples' question was due to a prevailing thinking in their time. The Jews believed that infirmity is linked to sin. But the book of Job decisively denies that suffering is evidence of sinfulness. Other Old Testament works flatly reject this idea. Yet humans continue to persist in thinking that a suffering person is somehow responsible for their pain. Where did we get this? Are we trying to look for reason in answers? Or we believe truly in what physics says, that for every action there is an equal and opposite reaction, so there must be a cause? Well, Jesus, in this context, rejects the idea that trouble, sickness and disease, or malady is necessarily a consequence of personal sin. Instead, this man's blindness provides an occasion for God's mighty works to be revealed. As a matter of fact, let me insert that Jesus said, while it is day, that he needs to do God's work. I would like to simply say that whenever there is an opportunity for us to do something for the glory of God, we should not procrastinate. We should take that opportunity and give God the glory. Going back to our reading, this man's suffering made him a recipient of God's favor. The blindness of the man became an occasion for God's mighty works to be revealed. St. John is not implying that suffering is good. No, suffering is good. But rather that when suffering is offered in union with the suffering of Christ, human suffering can have a redemptive value. Does God make people suffer so he can help them? No, far be it, St. Paul said. That cannot be. Should we sin so then God will forgive us? St. Paul said in the book of Romans, no, far be it. One thing we know is that since the fall, human beings have suffered in various ways. There is yet another interpretation to this text. As we would say, there are different layers. So after Jesus refuting the understanding of the Jews that this must be because someone sinned, Jesus said, no, no, it's for the glory of God. Yet there's another interpretation to this text. John uses the healing of the blind man to point that Jesus is the light of the world. The church believes that the blind man is a symbol of humanity, which has become blind because of sin. All of us do need the illumination of Christ. Hence, Jesus comes as the light of the world. John 1:4 clearly tells us, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. Psalm 119 in verse 130 says, the entrance of your words gives light. Why? Light illuminates the eyes. We may not have eyes. We may have rather have eyes, but if there's no light, they are useless because we cannot see. What is the reason why Jesus comes to be the light of the world? What is the reason why Jesus is offering himself to humanity as the light of the world? You know, my brothers and sisters, blindness makes it nearly impossible to know one's way. A person who is blind doesn't know where he's going. Blindness also deprives the individual of appreciating beauty. Hence, Christ comes as the light of the world to lead us to God, because we cannot come to God or draw to God unless Jesus guides us. Didn't he say, I am the way, the truth, and the life? And lastly, Christ comes as the light of the world and illuminates the human heart. For what reason? For us to behold the beauty of God. My brothers and sisters, the good news is that I would like to leave with you today is Jesus, the light of the world, said, I will be with you even to the end of the age. We are not walking in darkness. When we let Jesus guide us, we will never walk in darkness. We need to let him lead us and guide us to the right way. We don't know the way. We think we might know the way. But beyond that, Jesus illumines our hearts so we will see the beauty of God and the beauty of God's creation. And it's for that reason that Jesus came to be the light of the world.